ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Hamas says they'd have accepted a proposal regarding a ceasefire agreement. A senior leader saying the proposal includes the ceasefire, reconstruction, the return of the displaced, and the liberation of prisoners. But Israel is continuing to gear up for a new ground offensive. ABC News foreign correspondent Marcus Moore is in Tel Aviv with the latest.
Israeli military officials urging Palestinians to evacuate parts of the southern Gaza city of Rafah, ahead of an expected ground offensive by Israeli forces into the city, where more than a million civilians have sought shelter during the war.
It's lunch break at former President Trump's New York hush money trial after Trump was slapped with another $1,000 fine for contempt. Much of the morning heard testimony about invoices, ledgers, and tax documents. Floodwaters closed some Texas schools today after days of heavy rains pummeled the Houston area and led to hundreds of rescues. A five-year-old boy died after riding in a car that was swept away by fast waters. This is ABC News. The death toll from flooding in Brazil is expected to rise significantly. At least 75 people have died, more than 100 are missing, and over 80,000 people have been displaced. The extreme weather has been caused by a combination of hotter-than-average temperatures, high humidity, and strong winds. A pastor in South Carolina facing questions after his wife, 30-year-old Mika Miller, found dead at a state park in North Carolina. ABC's Andrea Fuji has more.
Mika's husband, Pastor John Paul Miller, says she took her own life. Her friends struggling to come to terms with that. Many mourners wearing T-shirts and holding signs to raise awareness for domestic violence. Her husband speaking out last week.
She was probably the greatest wife anyone could ask for.
Mika reportedly filed for divorce from her husband in October, and again just days before her death, according to claims made by her family to local media.
The pastor says his wife was suffering a mental health crisis. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Tad Ayler. Milwaukee police officer was shot and wounded late Sunday night on the city's south side. Milwaukee police say a suspect fired shots that struck a 29-year-old officer who suffered non-fatal injuries. Police say three persons of interest are in police custody, with two firearms recovered at the scene. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman commented on the shooting happening on Cinco de Mayo.
We don't understand the reasoning of having the use of firearms, especially in a reckless manner, when there should be a celebration about freedom and independence.
It's the second year in a row in which there's been a shooting involving Milwaukee police on Cinco de Mayo in that neighborhood. Another fatal hit and run in Milwaukee early Sunday morning. Police say two men, ages 41 and 39, were standing near a parked vehicle on the city's south side when a driver hit them and the parked car and then took off. The two men, who were brothers, were killed. Police later located a car matching the description of the striking vehicle Sunday night, about a mile from the scene of that crash. Police have a person in custody in connection to the incident. This latest incident, along with another hit-and-run last week that killed a 4-year-old Milwaukee girl, comes in the wake of a new report which highlights the toll of reckless driving in Milwaukee. Wisconsin Policy Forum analyst Mark Sommerhauser says it's a follow-up to a 2022 report. He adds efforts to combat the issue are underway.
You know, and in particular, with some of the new local leaders that we have in Milwaukee, City of Milwaukee, Milwaukee County, Mayor Johnson, County Executive Crowley, have really made this a very high-profile issue for both of their administrations, and there are a lot of actions being taken.
Still, the report shows speed-related fatalities increased by more than 200% in Milwaukee County between 2002 and 2022, but they decreased by 55% in the rest of Wisconsin's counties over that same period.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one, so we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Abundant sunshine today with high temperatures smacking the mid-70s. Winds out of the southeast a bit feisty, gusting up to 20 miles per hour as a storm system strikes tomorrow, bringing some heavy rain, thunderstorms, and some have the potential to turn severe. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 68.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
Directly following the news, Brett Waltz from BAM WX. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. And now, here's the host of AgriTalk, Jeff Laurie.
All right, Davis. Hey, thank you so much. Welcome to Monday morning and AgriTalk.
Yeah, man.
Here we are. Beautiful day right now in the middle of the country. Absolutely. What are you getting?
I'm at 62 degrees, which is fine.
Yeah.
But definitely cloudy, gray. Just looks like brooding skies, I would call it.
Live down there.
Brooding skies. Yeah, it's
gotta
awful.
Got to be really, really difficult. It's 62 degrees and sunny up here.
Well, we do have the world's greatest barbecue here in town. That helps a little, you know?
You know?
Helps in the hard times.
It's gotten to the point that I am no longer willing to even question that about the barbecue. Because when somebody gets as much experience with the barbecue in any one region as you are getting, then I who am I to question?
Well, and I'm very scientific about it, too. You know, I'm not just
I'm sure
fiddling
you're
around
not.
Here.
Yeah, I'll bet you do have a notepad, though.
I do have a notepad. Yes, there's a notepad.
That's right. That's right.
Got to have it.
Yeah, a chance for some severe weather today. As a matter of fact, a rare high risk area in Oklahoma, southern Kansas. We're going to talk with Brett about that here in just a couple of moments. Then it's Monday. It's time for a conversation with Greg Peterson, and it is Mental Health Awareness Month. We've got our buddy Ted Matthews from Minnesota Rural Health coming back to have a conversation with us at the bottom of the hour. All right, let's get to the news. What do you got?
Well, Chip, the National Weather Service is calling for a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms over parts of the central and southern plains today and a slight risk across the Ohio Valley on Tuesday. There is a slight risk of excessive rainfall over the northern high plains and central plains into the middle Mississippi Valley. Heavy snow over the higher elevations from the Pacific Northwest to the northern and central Rockies. And as I understand it, some of that cold air, we'll get more from Brett, but some of that cold air from those higher elevation snows, I think, is that part of the mix here that we're looking at?
I think it is. And the last I knew is that it was making its way into the longer term forecast here in the middle of the country, too.
Yeah. Well, Chip, Tyson Foods exceeded Wall Street's expectations for second quarter profit. The company's shares rose by 3.5% in pre-market trading, continuing a year-to-date increase of over 15%. Tyson has shut down six U.S. chicken plants since last year alongside layoffs and plans to close a pork plant aimed at cost reduction. Looks like those cost reduction efforts are paying off, Chip.
Well, for Tyson it is.
Well,
it's not paying off for anybody else. We'd like to see a little more competition and as much shackle space as we can get out there, really, and this is not going to help the hog market.
Yep. Well, the U.S. House of Representatives may vote on a bill this week that proposes counting and excluding non-citizens from the 2030 census. The census is crucial as it determines the allocation of House representatives and electoral college votes for each state. The Biden administration continues to assert that Mexico's ban on GMO corn for food imports lacks a scientific basis, as evidenced by a filing submitted to the USMCA dispute settlement panel. The U.S. argues that Mexico's submission to the panel contains factual and legal inaccuracies. Somewhat related, an appeals court in the Philippines has halted the production, sale, and testing of golden rice, a genetically modified rice variety engineered to contain vitamin A. The court cited the lack of scientific consensus on the rice's safety as the reason behind the decision. It's all about the science, isn't it, Chip?
Well, yeah. I mean, ignore the fact that it could save the sight of of hundreds of thousands of people that suffer from a lack of vitamin A. This just blows me away. This golden rice has been a great idea for a long time, and the GMO fearmongers just prevent it from happening.
Yeah. Well, Chip, talks with Hamas over a ceasefire deal hit a standstill as the main sticking point was the Iran-backed militant group's insistence that any truce is permanent. This comes as Israel warned Gazans to evacuate some areas of eastern Rafah ahead of a planned offensive. Go on.
It just is so ridiculous. Yeah. Asking the terrorists, Hamas, to agree to a permanent truce.
Yeah.
That is never in, let's see, the last 8,000 years going to happen.
Pretty much ever, yeah.
Right.
Well, let's wrap it up here. Companies and investors are increasingly recognizing the significance of meteorological risks and are turning to weather derivatives, which offer protection against weather-related financial losses. According to CME, the average trading volumes for such weather derivatives and their list of products surged by over 260%, Chip, in 2023. Over to you.
Very interesting. All right. Thank you, Davis. Yeah, let's bring in Brett Waltz, BAMWX.com. Good morning, Brett.
Hey, good morning, Chip.
All right, buddy. Take us down to Oklahoma and Kansas. What are you looking at?
Yeah, I'm, to be completely honest, very concerned about these areas as we work into this evening. We've been upgraded, or this area has been upgraded to a very rare high risk for severe weather today. So that's the highest severe weather threat level that there is. Areas like Oklahoma City and even into south central Kansas, high risk there. And I think multiple long track tornadoes and some extremely large hail, 2 to 4 inches plus in diameter, will be possible.
Now, okay. What's the clash? What is the atmospheric clash that is causing this?
Yeah, that's a great question. And so we do have some colder air, I think, as you all alluded to earlier, that's diving into the western portion of the country. Meanwhile, eastern portion of the country is and has been pretty substantially above normal. And it's that clashing of air masses that is ultimately going to lead to this event and a multi-day outbreak. It's pretty typical of La Niñas, I would say, and we are working towards that.
Okay, typical of La Niña. And here we are. We've got the high risk in the southern plains for today, but we've got to keep an eye out on the weather at least through Thursday, right?
Yeah, for sure. I'm concerned about the Ohio Valley for tomorrow. There is a slight risk there. I wouldn't be shocked if that's upgraded, depending on how the morning wave evolves. And then I'm even a little bit more concerned about Wednesday, and that particular threat is going to span from northeast Texas all the way through parts of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. And I think that one could be upgraded, too. I think all modes of severe weather possible across that area.
Holy smokes, man. In the meantime, we would like to see a break from some of the showers up in the northern Midwest. I can't hardly believe I'm saying that after as dry as it was. But guys would like to get back in the field. Any chance of that happening?
I do. I think there's an opportunity here. There may be a couple of weak waves, but I think it's drier than normal as we close out this week and work through the middle part of next week. And I think the upper Midwest stays drier than normal out through about the 19th or 20th of the month. So there is an opportunity in there.
All right. Well, that is all a lot of producers need. It's just an opportunity to get out there in the field and get things done. Brett, thank you so much, buddy. We will be watching out for some severe weather over the next couple of days. Thanks, buddy.
Yep, thanks, Chip.
You bet. Brett Waltz, BAMWX.com. Coming up next, Greg Peterson, Machine Repeat.
Whatever crop you grow, we can help you protect it. Bootstrapped and ready to serve, Atticus delivers battle-tested chemistries, AIs that you've come to trust and rely on from a manufacturer that strives to operate in a way that makes us accessible, responsive, and reliable. Our relevant portfolio is ready to protect your battlefields and livelihood. No matter the pest, weather, or politics, Atticus and your American farmer tenacity is battle ready. Meet your ally, AtticusLLC.com.
Agriculture drives this country.
Congress recently invested $20 billion in conservation practices.
These programs help small farmers better their practice at a cost that they can afford.
They've helped me to not only take care of my family, but to take care of the land.
Today, these funds are at risk. Congress, protect conservation funding in the Farm Bill and keep agriculture viable for future generations. Learn more at investinourland.org. Paid for by Invest in Our Land.
Hi, I'm Paul Niefer, a CPA and author of the Farm CPA blog and column for Top Producer. Join me every week on the Top Producer podcast for conversations about the top trends in farm management, tax issues, succession planning, policy implications, and more. Each week, I visit with business-minded farmers and ag experts for lively and in-depth conversations. Subscribe to the Top Producer podcast, available on your preferred podcast platform, and listen to a new episode every Tuesday.
Level up your lineup with new Zalo Herbicide. A convenient soluble premix formulated for glufosinate-tolerant soybean, cotton, and canola with better average weed control than Liberty herbicide. Get post-emergence broadleaf weed control, plus multiple modes of action for broad-spectrum contact and systemic grass control. Take control up a notch. Visit amvac.com/Zalo.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Get more with Stein. When it comes to soybean breeding, more generations equals additional yield. 2.2% more yield per generation. By introducing more new genetics faster than any other seed company, Stein delivers on the Stein has yield promise. For elite genetics paired with simple, flexible, and effective weed control, plant Stein Enlist E3 soybeans. Stein has yield. Yield plus advantage. Learn more at steinseed.com.
Shane Repeat here, folks. This segment of AgriTalk brought to you by our friends at Dakota Ag Innovations, makers of Dakota Shine, the best way I've seen to fix faded paint. Go to DakotaShine.com or call 888-996-7801.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Jim Flory. I'm looking at the updates from Peterson that we're going to get here in just a minute. I'm just shaking my head. Greg Peterson, Machine Repeat, is our guest right now. Greg, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing well. Guys, sunny Monday morning. Lots to smile about, huh?
Yeah, there you go. There you go, no doubt. And there is there's somebody up in Berlin, Wisconsin, that's smiling awfully broad this morning as well. After that auction here over the weekend, that's your pick of the week. Let's get to it.
Yeah, that couldn't really go anyplace else this week. I think we actually led with it last week, too, the sale last Monday in Berlin, Wisconsin. Retirement auction for R&M Motors. Great job by Wilkinson Auction and Realty with the sale. And, of course, there were three John Deere tractors. It really had kind of the farm community worldwide talking. Super low hour. They had a 92 model John Deere 4055 mechanical front. 22 actual hours on it, so, you know, basically it was a 32-year-old John Deere tractor time machine.
Yeah.
And the setup on it, of course, the highest auction price ever, going into the sale was $93,000 on a 4055, 7.5 years ago out of Nebraska. And it brought $275,000 on Monday. So, I mean, almost triple. So. Yeah. No way to predict something like that, but
no.
Obviously it's just a once in a lifetime chance to buy a tractor like that. Yeah. But the thing is that the sale had two other tractors as well. They had a 7510 Deere 2002 model with 13 hours on it. And I went over the setup on that last week. I saw the same tractor sold 11 years ago in Kentucky with when it had 10 hours on it, brought $100K. Well, last Monday in Berlin, Wisconsin, it went for $192. So almost doubled there, 13 hours. And then to wrap it up, they had a I feel bad. It almost got lost in the wash, but a 92 model 4455 with 2,260 hours. And
yeah,
boy, I've seen just a bazillion and a half of 4455 sold over my 34 years. Highest I'd ever seen going into last Monday was 97,850 that had just been set last October in Kentucky. Mm-hmm. And this baby brought 160 last Monday. Jeez. So that was, it was quite a sale. And just a few other items too, I should mention. Incredible sale for R&M Motors there. They had a couple of semis. On the late model side, they had a 22 Kenworth WL900 or W900L, 30,410 miles on it, Cummins X15 engine. That went for 290. The one I really fell in love with was the 81 Kenworth W900A. Mm-hmm. Original shape, just beautiful color and color on that thing with a Cat 3406A engine, 390,000 miles. That brought $70,000. And then an almost 20-year-old wheel loader, a Deere 644J, 2,453 hours. That went for $200,000. So 19-year-old wheel loader for $200,000. And they had quite a sale there last Monday in Berlin, Wisconsin.
I guess, you know, obviously with the hours on some of those machines and but the hours on some of the machines that were sold are not all that fantastic, not all that eye popping, and they still brought record prices. Just a really incredible sale up there, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. There's people around the country, all U.S. and Canada, all across North America that, decades ago, maybe, saw the value and, grabbing a tractor, whatever color it is, red or green or blue, whatever, and kind of put it away. And certainly a lot of debate about whether, the performance strictly as an investment item, did it match rate of return if you put the money in a CD, that whole thing. But I don't think there's any way you can argue that. I mean, $275,000 on the 4055. That was really interesting because I've had so many people over the years, Chip, tell me, you just out BSing at an auction and talking to someone, you say, hey, what was your favorite tractor model? A number of times people have told me 4055 is a ton. Yeah. Just that right size, hay and tractor, whatever.
Yeah.
And so here, you just loop along and have a brand new one here, 22 hours.
Yeah.
And a lot of people bark and say, well, there's going to be oil leaks and that you can't have a tractor sit for 30 years. And all valid points, whatever, but
yeah,
22 actual hours. And you can tell it wasn't one or two people that wanted it. It was, everybody.
A whole bunch.
Yes.
Yeah, a whole bunch wanted that one to get it up to 275. Crazy. Okay, Big Iron had a great auction last week too, huh?
Yeah, every Wednesday, my friends in the yellow shirts there, they have great online sales, of course, 2,000-plus items. And they had a few items last week that caught my eye, kind of confirming trends that we've been seeing in the market for a while now. They had a 2012 Versatile 435 four-wheel drive, pushing 3,400 hours. It brought 147,750, came out of Oklahoma. And again, I think these 10-plus-year-old four-wheel drives, whatever color, good condition, no matter the hours, they've been doing really well. And again, pushing 150 there with those hours. Combines, we've talked a lot about the combine market. It's just, it's just changing. It's readjusting. They had a 15 model Case H 9240 combine, 1,992 SEP hours out of Kansas. That went for 140 and a half. Loader tractors, we've talked about continuing strength there. They had a couple good ones, I thought. 12 model John Deere 7200R. 1,960 hours with a loader out of Nebraska, went for 120 and a quarter. And then a pre-def loader tractor, which now you're into the 1+1=3 range.
Yeah.
Got an 09 John Deere 7630 mechanical front, just under 3,800 hours with a loader out of Hoxie, Kansas. I got a good buddy that grew up in Hoxie, Kansas, a great town there. That went for $118.69. So on a solid sale last Wednesday by my friends at Big Iron.
Yeah, no doubt. So this recalibration in the combine market, is it giving you a sense of where the equipment market in general might be headed?
Yeah, I think it is because it was the first indicator. It was the first mm-hmm. canary in the coal mine back at the very, very tail end of 22. And, you know, basically what started happening was they started to used units started to increase on the dealer lot, which we hadn't seen for 18 months. So right. it was just that changes things. So you're standing there at an auction and here's a whatever, a 9-year-old nice combine. And it's like, you know, 2 years ago you stood there and you're like, geez, I can't find one on a dealer right. lot. So I better bid on this one. And three other guys thought the same thing. And then they brought what they brought. Hottest combine market I'd ever seen. Well, now more supply and demand. I mean, it's Econ 101. So it's just been changing. Yeah. And we've talked about some data like John Deere S600 series machines down about 19.5% last year. And question will be, will they slide that much again this year? So we're kind of watching as we go here, but
right.
Definitely recalibrating for sure.
Okay. Okay. Very good. What do you got coming up this week?
We have a sale on May 9th. If you, folks, you need to keep an eye on. It's in Oxford, Wisconsin. It's an online auction for McGowan Tractor and Farm Machinery. Sales by Gavin Brothers Auctioneers. And they've got a 1989 John Deere 4455 with a loader, two-wheel drive, 1,238 hours, one owner, power shift, 541,000 PTO. So that's going to be interesting there on a one owner with under 1,300 hours with a loader. So the loader factor is interesting. But again, I think the online bid's already up to 41K pushing, you know, a little less than a week out. So check out Gavin Brothers, B-R-O-S dot highbid.com is the website on that one, folks. And again, it's May 9th is that sale.
Okay. Very good. Very good. What'd you post though on social media over the weekend?
Yeah, this one had people talking. I was just poking around at machinerypete.com, and again, all our auction prices are free, folks, and there's average calculators you can go in there. And I got looking at John Deere 4430s, and the average price so far this year is coming in at $13,909. That's actually down 13.7% from last year. Last year, it got up to $16,111, highest I'd ever seen. And it was interesting, Chip, the average auction price on a 4430, which, you know, now 50 years old, had gone up 6 years in a row. Six. Jeez. I've never seen anything like that. But again, now this is the recalibration, not just on combines, but starting to peel into the tractor market. And again, obviously, it's a different deal here. They're 50 years old. But I was asked in the post, we had a lot of questions, and someone said, hey, Pete, what's happening with 4440s, Deere tractors? And actually, it's the exact same thing. Down 12.4% so far this year. Average is $24,188, and they've been up like five last 6 years. So again, yeah. just kind of things are changing a little bit.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. All right, Greg, good stuff. Keep an eye on things. We'll talk again next week.
Sounds great, Chip. Have a great week.
All right. That is Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete. May is Mental Health Awareness Week. We've got Ted Matthews from Minnesota Rural Mental Health up next here on AgriTalk.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Time for Markets Now with the experts from ProFarmer.
Joining us now, Pro Farmer editor Brian Grady. A big day in the grains. Lots of movement to the upside. What's going on?
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Milk markets are higher with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, June milk up 17 to 1941, July up 15 to 1943, August up 4 to 1934, September up 6 at 1941. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets moving mostly lower. Now, there's still some demand concerns, but also the big jump in corn prices have feeder cattle moving higher, and that's pressuring live cattle markets, even though boxed beef prices are higher. Hog markets mostly lower, even though pork cutout values are higher. Friday's WASDE report will be sought after by traders as there's still concern about summer demand for pork. June live cattle now up 2 cents to 176.70. May feeder cattle down $1.65 to 241.65. May hogs down 45 cents to 91.97. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly higher on a risk-on type of trade today due to weather concerns in the U.S. Heavy rain, severe weather as well, all helping to support the grain markets due to potential planting delays and also damage to the wheat crop. Meanwhile, in South America, disease issues due to heavy rain in some parts of the first crop corn areas and dry areas and second crop areas supporting corn. Soybeans higher due to the heavier rains, helping to delay harvest. Wheat higher due to poor quality of the European wheat crop. New crop corn up 3.5 to 486 and a quarter. New crop beans up 17.5 to 1218 and a half. May wheat up 24.
Max Armstrong here. The demand for nitrogen has never been higher. Fortunately, Pivot Bio has transformed the way fertilizer is produced and used by farmers. Unlike synthetic nitrogen fertilizers, the cost of Pivot Bio Proven 40 is every bit as consistent as its performance. And since it's applied in furrow at planting, it's weatherproof.
To learn more, contact Bauer Seeds in service in Durand, Wisconsin. Call 715-577-8541.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
What more do you need to know?
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Glad that you are with us on this Monday morning. Interesting conversation there already with Greg Peterson about some of the things that are happening in that used machinery market. When it's the right piece of equipment, it just feels like sky's the limit. Mm-hmm. Now, the average piece of equipment seems to be coming back down to earth a little bit, but like I said, the right piece of equipment is really something to behold right now.
Well, you know, Pete's excited when he includes a photograph of some tractors in an email to us ahead of the show.
That's right.
To me, that just feels like excitement right there.
That's right. That's exactly right. All right. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. And May is when we usually have a conversation with Ted Matthews from Minnesota Rural Mental Health, farmcounseling.org. Ted, it is great to talk with you again. How are you, sir?
Doing well. How about you guys?
We're doing real fine, real fine. The bigger question is how is rural America doing, Ted? How are we handling the stresses that are out there?
Well, you know, everybody's different, and everybody, there are farmers out there that say, you know, you have bad years, you have good years, you prepare for the bad years during the good years, and you know, they kind of sing que sera, sera. And then there are other farmers who every little thing, it drives them crazy, and that becomes a big issue. So what I always suggest to people is that they take a step back and they understand that this is outside. This is, we can't control the water. We can't control the sun. We can't control a lot of different things. And so focus on the things we can control, the things we can do, and that will give us enough energy to get those things done. And far too often I see people get so wrapped up in all the things that they can't do, end up doing the things they can do, they end up not doing them because they're so stressed.
Yeah.
Ted, can I just ask you a second? You would know this better than me, but I think I've read several times. It takes about 21 days to create a habit. With what you're talking about, our responses to different stimuli, to different situations, could we consider our responses a habit that perhaps we can adjust over maybe a month's time if we work at it real diligently, buddy?
Well, we can create better habits, but we also have to understand that our personalities are involved, and we need to make sure that we stay inside the parameters of who we are and don't try to go outside of those, because we can maybe those once and then we'll slide back. And oftentimes if we slide back even further.
Well, and then we got something else to feel bad about, right? Well, I failed at that, too.
Failed at that.
Yeah. That's tricky.
Yep. You know, Ted, we were just talking about generalities, I guess, about some of the stressors that are out there. How much of an impact do the markets have on the mental health of rural America? We've got forecasts for lower farm income in 2024 because of lower market prices. Does that increase the number of people that reach out to you?
The prices now, corn, soybeans are obviously everywhere down a lot. And I have a lot of farmers that are saying, well, it's an election year, so they're going to go up. And so, you know, that's how they're handling that. And I have others that don't believe in any of those kinds of things, so their stress levels go a lot higher. But, yeah, this is definitely a year where, well, I don't know about your area, but we needed rain really bad.
Yeah.
And whoever was praying for rain got it. They need to stop praying for rain, because we have now way more than we want. And so again, you know, that those are just the things that we have to go through, and it's not easy, but there is always a light at the end of the tunnel. People have been farming for many, many thousands of years. So, again, I always tell people, be nice. Be nice to yourself. Take care of yourself. Do what you need to do to make your life better.
I love that. I love that. You know, Ted, it happened to me at the start of the show here this morning. We'd been talking about how dry it has been in Northeast Iowa for so long. And here we've picked up quite a bit of rain over the last 10 days. And I find myself, you know, cautiously saying and not really knowing how to say, I wish it wouldn't rain for a little bit and let these guys get in the field and get something done. But it's that it's that whipsaw effect that's got to just really, it's got to wear on people.
Everybody understands the logic of it. Everybody knows that if there's too much rain, you can't get in the field, and if there's not enough rain, you know, everybody knows that, but that doesn't help. You know, just because I know that doesn't mean I'm not stressed, and that's something that all of us need to look at. I'm feeling stressed because I'm feeling stressed, and when I'm really stressed about what the weather is and can I get my crop in and all those kinds of things, and then somebody comes up to me and he says, well, you know, it is what it is. No, I don't know about you guys, but I want to punch them.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. I hear you.
That doesn't help me one iota.
Right.
It doesn't help me to know that.
Yep.
So, by far, if you want to be more supportive of farmers, say it must be really hard, and let them tell you how they're feeling about it. Don't tell them what they should feel. let them tell you what they do feel.
Right. Right. Gotcha. Gotcha. Hmm. Ted, how has social media changed mental health issues in your eyes?
Well, partly, you know, I think far too many people, when they hear mental health, think mental illness. And I think that's actually, in a lot of ways, pushed by a lot of the media. They discuss what it takes to be emotionally distraught and where that goes and all of those things, meaning that a lot of people and tons of farmers that I talk to say, you know, it's not that bad yet. It's not that bad. I can still handle it. And that's because we're constantly pressured into this concept that it has to get to a certain point before we take care of ourselves. And that's absolutely stupid. What we need to do is look at, I need to take care of myself now so I don't have to worry about going down that road later.
Yep, I like that. I like that a lot. Ted, one of the lessons that Davis and I both learned from you very early on, and the reason I know that Davis learned it as well as I did is because we repeat it to each other from time to time, and that is a little bit better is better. And I hope that people understand that your mental health does not have to be this giant leap forward. You can take baby steps along the way to get yourself feeling better about yourself. So what do you want? What would you like to see people focus on to get a little bit better this year?
By saying, look at what I can do. What can I do? What can I do to make life better? How can I listen better? How can I take care of myself better? How can I look at my mental health in a way that says I'm feeling better, and if I'm not, I'm responsible to make myself feel better rather than I hope somebody does this, I hope somebody does that, if only they would do this, if this happened, then I would, because those things we have no control over. So focus on the things you do have control over, and you're going to be a healthier person for sure.
Okay. I love that. I love that. But it's also got me thinking about the guys that are spending time in the tractor cab this spring. They're by themselves. If there's an issue out there that has got them down and it gets in their brain, I know it happens to me. If it gets in your brain and you don't have anybody else to help get past that thought, it occupies way too much of your think time. How do we deal with that?
Well, for one, you know, have you ever noticed that when people go into the field, it's like the Indy 500, they're at the edge of the field and they're waiting to put the crop in, and a lot of times they forget that, well, they know this, but they forget it because they're so used to it over the years where they need to get it in as fast as they possibly can. They need to, and in this day and age, you don't have to do that. You don't have to break any records to do that. I'm not saying it's not important to get the crop in, but if you can take an extra half hour to have a cup of coffee, an extra 10 minutes to talk to your wife or your kids or both, and take care of that so it's not this overwhelming stressor. It doesn't need to be. You have those extra minutes nowadays. So
good.
Take them.
Good, 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 good. Ted, you're always a breath of fresh air, my friend. Thank you so much.
You bet. You take care.
You too. You too. Ted Matthews, Minnesota Rural Mental Health. farmcounseling.org.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, The Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Remember biology class in high school? Most of us didn't get it or slept right through it. Well, we didn't, and we can help build your soil's biology. And biology can be the key to unlocking that next bushel and to help your plants thrive. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Of animals is filled with variation and inconsistency. At United Animal Health, we innovate animal science to impact the health of animals using the least amount of resources. Our science aims to produce greater consistency with less variation, allowing you to maximize your genetic investment. At United Animal Health, we believe you're only as good as your animals. We offer scientifically better products that are as reliable as we are. United Animal Health, good people you can trust.
Hi, I'm Paul Niefer, a CPA and author of the Farm CPA blog and column for Top Producer. Join me every week on the Top Producer podcast for conversations about the top trends in farm management, tax issues, succession planning, policy implications, and more. Each week, I visit with business-minded farmers and ag experts for lively and in-depth conversations. Subscribe to the Top Producer podcast, available on your preferred podcast platform, and listen to a new episode every Tuesday.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. Health insurance has never been so easy and affordable. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more,
give us a call at 800-801-2730. That's 800-801-2730.
If the world is your oyster, we've got pearls of wisdom on AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Thank you so much for being with us on this Monday morning. It is time for this week's conversation about the Growing Matters Be Sure campaign. And joining us, Leslie Garcia, Associate Director for Regulatory Sustainability and Stewardship at Valent. Leslie, welcome to AgriTalk.
Hi, Chip. Great to be here.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, the hustle is on. We had a bit of a rain delay out there for a lot of guys in a lot of different areas of the Midwest, but it is not time for shortcuts. What do you want growers to keep in mind during planting season that can help them be good stewards of the land and of the wildlife?
Great question, Chip. Yes, definitely understand the late start and looking forward to getting everyone out there safely. And so from Growing Matters, really want to just highlight the importance of reading the label and following the directions for use, especially when it comes to the stewardship information. As a reminder, I think everyone knows this, but it always helps to get reminded the label is the law, and it contains information that helps protect pollinators and other wildlife. And so really take the time. Don't take any shortcuts. Really read that label. Understand the uses and directions, the limitations, any restrictions. And also, there's some really great information in there and opportunities to reach out should you need more information.
Yeah. Leslie, I've talked to growers about that, reading the label, and I hear this all the time. Hey, I'm in the field. I'm in a hurry. There's a lot of information on that label. What many should do is take the time to understand that label before you get out in the field with the product that you're going to be applying that day. That's the best way to best understand that information, isn't it?
I agree, Chip. You know, I've written a lot of labels. I've reviewed and seen a lot of labels. And if there's a certain terminology and or the instructions are maybe not aligned with how you would normally use something, please reach out. There are hotline numbers there. Yeah. There's also your local field extension that can help provide more clarity. And again, as someone who writes them, we would always love to hear feedback on how we could provide or write better labels.
Yep. It's important information. There's a lot of it on that label, but it is important information, no doubt about it. Okay, let's move over to seed treatments, because seed treatments are almost universal now. If a grower has some seed left over at the end of the planting season, how should that seed be handled? What do you want them to do with that seed?
That's a great question. You know, and hopefully you'll be able to use up all that seed. If there is any excess seed left over, the Growing Matters Coalition is reminding farmers to reasonably dispose of any extra treated seed. And so if there's small quantities of treated seeds, you do have the opportunity to return the treated seed back to its original seedlot containers, and you can keep that seed for extended storage and follow-up planting should you need it. If there are leftover seeds that, you know, too much of an excess, then farmers should be sure to consult with state and local authorities to ensure their disposal plan follows all appropriate compliance and regulations. And so there are required ways to properly dispose of seed. Please find an approved waste management facility, and your local seed supplier may be informed of where to dispose of seed properly or who to contact in your area.
Yeah. And this is one of those topics that hopefully we've done the calculations correctly leading up to this, and we're not over ordering seed. I mean, it makes financial sense. It makes sense from a stewardship point of view not to have too much seed on hand at any given time. But you make a great point. If you're going to hang on to a little, you know, a small quantity of that treated seed in case you need to get back out and do some replanting, you want to make sure that you're handling that and storing it properly, again, according to the label, right, Leslie?
Correct, Chip. You want to make sure that they're stored properly, that they're in the original container, because, again, that container has information on it that is important to the treated seed.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, seed treatment is universal use now. So everybody's got some treated seed out there that we need to be careful in how that is being managed. Leslie, this is all great information. What I want to do now is make sure that listeners know where they can go for more information on the issues that we talked about here. Where should we send people?
If you like more information, visit growingmatters.org. And you can find a lot of great information on stewardship, more detailed information on storing and disposing of treated seed. Chip, it's great to talk to you today.
Yeah, thank you, Leslie. It's great to talk with you as well. That is Leslie Garcia, Associate Director for Regulatory Sustainability and Stewardship at Valent. Growingmatters.org. They've been working hard over the past few years to get the word out to producers to make sure that when you get right down to it, Davis, just following the label. Follow the label, because that is the best stewardship practices that you can have out there when it comes to protecting some of the pollinators out there. These Be Sure commercials or campaigns, I should say, I think have been really interesting to be a part of over the years. And glad that we could do it and support their efforts in making sure that we're protecting the pollinators. You know, it seems to be working. I don't know if you've done any research into the bee population that, you know, I almost said bee pollination, the bee population. But
I have not.
It has worked. The bee population has made a roaring comeback, and everything's looking good out there. Doesn't mean that you can let your guard down and all of a sudden start doing things that will put that population at risk, but good job. Good job to everybody in making sure that we got the pollinators back up and running. And not just bees, but there's other pollinators out there that we got to think about as well. Yeah. All right. Hey, thank you so much for listening on this Monday morning. Got to come back this afternoon. We've got Angie Setzer from Consus. She's already got the she's got everybody getting riled up out there on Twitter. Tomorrow morning, Jim Minter from Purdue University with the latest on the Ag Economy Barometer right here on AgriTalk.
Ahead of planting season, the Be Sure campaign, organized by the Growing Matters Coalition, is back again to protect pollinator habitats and safeguard biodiversity across America's farmland. Since 2019, the Be Sure campaign has helped educate millions of growers and applicators on best management practices and responsible stewardship when applying neonicotinoid products. For guidance, tips, and resources, visit growingmatters.org/besure.
Cancer can feel like something we can't do anything about, but you can. There are screening tests that can catch cancer early when it may be easier to treat. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, start colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Smart businesses advertise on local radio. Durand's WRDN, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Business owners, listen up. What's the one advertising method that doesn't cost your customers money? Radio. It's portable. It's in cars, offices, homes, and businesses, and free to your potential customers. Radio works. Ask our advertisers, and you'll want your business on Durand's WRDN radio at 1430 AM and now at 107.3 FM. Call 672-8989 today.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating.